I'm Keith Sullivan, starting today's look at Lives and Times with the death notices from the Sunday, April 21st edition of the Hartford Courant. Death notices by town. In Bloomfield, Stephanie Russell. Bristol, Joyce Sembogna. In Bristol, Andrew R. Combo. Burlington, Jan L. Miner. Clinton, Marilyn H. Dewey. Columbia, Jean E. Peters. Coventry, Thomas Winstead. Cromwell, Nancy Seagrave. In East Hartford, Marjorie Fonio. Ellington, Joseph A. Gagne, Jr. Infield, Frank Caddis. In Farmington, Margot Nugent. Glastonbury, John F. DuPont, Jr. Granby, Barbara Dutton. Hartford, Marilyn Edlund. Joaquin Fields, John F. Keogh, Eugene P. Lynch, Jr., Thomas C. Mealy, Elizabeth Melly, Stephanie Russell. In Hebron, Thomas C. Mealy, Manchester, Joyce Sembogna, Middletown, Natalie S. Byers, Peter J. Gillis, Nancy Seagrave. In New Britain, Locondia Juan, Janet C. Moretti, Old Saybrook, Scott B. Gore. Other towns in Connecticut, Barbara Dutton, Ray T. Menzia, Jr. Out of state, Peter J. Gillis. Plainville, Andrew Combo, Margot J. Nugent. Simsbury, Harry A. Cook, Jr., Curtis S. Dudley. Summers, Marjorie Fonto. South Windsor, Elizabeth Melly. Southington, Esther Dranowski. Stores, Thomas Winstead. Tolland, Marilyn H. Dewey. In Vernon, Andrew Boyko, Jr. West Hartford, Gregory L. Clark. Curtis S. Dudley. John F. Keogh. William Longsero. Eugene P. Lynch, Jr. Joan Mattis, Windsor, Jacqueline B. Bennett, Marlene Edlund, Gladys P. Lane, Windsor Locks, Lauren L. Andretta. The obituaries are as follows. Stephanie Russell, 80, of Hartford, departed this life on Tuesday, April 16th, at St. Mary's Home in West Hartford. She was born February 21st, 1944, in Portland, Maine. If anyone has information on her, contact Henry L. Fuqua Funeral Services, a division of the Howard K. Hill Funeral Service, at 94 Granby Street in Bloomfield. William Arthur Bill Longazario, husband of Sherry Lucas, at Wells Street in Niantic, peacefully passed away on March the 10th. Bill was the president of Nutmeg Chrome Corporation, a worldwide renowned and award-winning nickel and chrome electroplating company, founded by his father in West Hartford. A celebration of life will be held at the Niantic Baptist Church, 443 Main Street, Niantic, 11 a.m. on April the 27th. Burial will be private at the convenience of the family. There are no calling hours. The Carlson Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Scott Brian Gore, age 64, of Old Saybrook, formerly Windsor, passed away peacefully on March the 16th. With his wife, Dawn, by his side. His wife and family will welcome friends and all who knew him for a celebration of life Saturday, August the 10th, between 10 and 11 a.m. at the Swan Funeral Home, 1224 Boston Post Road, Old Saybrook. John F. Keogh, born January 9, 1931, passed away peacefully at home on Friday evening, April the 12th. John was a history scholar and loved reading. He taught history at Hartford Public High School, including AP and honors courses. He enjoyed teaching and was proud of his work. He believed he couldn't have picked a better career. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, April 28th, 3 p.m., at the First Presbyterian Church in Hartford at 136 Capitol Avenue, Hartford. Any photos or memories can be shared at virithouse1@gmail.com to be compiled for the service. Geraldyn Fields passed away peacefully in her Hartford home April the 11th, surrounded by family and friends. Geraldyn was first and foremost a teacher. She had an impact not just on the hundreds of special education students that she nurtured in her more than 40 years in the New Britain Consolidated School District. She grew up in Danbury. She is survived by the love of her life and life partner for 14 years, Maria Elena Garcia. A memorial mass will be held at St. Patrick's St. Anthony's Church, 285 Church Street, Hartford, Friday, April the 26th at 10 a.m. The Farley Sullivan Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Marilyn H. Dwyer, 78, of Port Charlotte, Florida, and Deep River, Connecticut, formerly of Clinton and Tolland, passed away peacefully on January the 17th. Marilyn grew up in Ellington and was a 1963 graduate of Ellington High School. She married her husband Richard in May of 1964, and they raised their family in Tolland. Marilyn worked for over 30 years and is a secretary in the Tolland school systems. A mass of Christian burial will be celebrated at St. Bernard's Church, 25 St. Bernard Terrace in Rockville, Saturday, May 4th at 10 a.m. Interment will follow in Ellington Center Cemetery with a reception to follow to celebrate her life. The Ladd, Tarkenton, and Cammon Funeral Home in Vernon has charge of arrangements. Janet Moretti, 93, a New Britain native, lifelong resident, and cherished member of the community, passed away on Tuesday, April the 16th. She was known for her devotion to family, dynamic personality, professional accomplishments, and volunteer work. A mass of Christian burial will be held Monday, April the 29th, 10:30 a.m. at St. Anne's Church, 47 Clark Street, New Britain. There will be no calling hours. Burial will be private at the convenience of the family. Farrell Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Margot Wallenberg Jones Nugent, beloved wife of Larry Nugent of Plainville, passed away on April the 16th with her loving family by her side. Calling hours will be from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Ahern Funeral Home, 111 Main Street, Route 4 in Unionville, on Monday, April 22nd. Marlene Edlund, 87, of Seneca, South Carolina, passed from this life on April the 9th. She was the beloved wife for 67 years to Herbert Richard Edlund, former U.S. Air Force pilot, who was recently passed away. Her greatest retirement enjoyment came from active and long-term involvement at St. Mark United Methodist Church of Seneca, South Carolina. A memorial will be held at St. Mark United Methodist Church in Siena, South Carolina on May the 16th at 10 a.m. To join us for a live stream of the service, please visit www.sumfhsc.org. and click on the live stream link at the top of the page. Joan Kenny Mattis passed away peacefully at Avery Heights on Tuesday, April 16th. She was a widow of Donald R. Mattis. She resided in West Hartford for 53 years before moving to Avery Heights in 2015. She worked at the Connecticut Valley Girl Scout Council, Connecticut Printers, St. Joseph's College, and the Travelers. Funeral services will be held privately. The Malloy Funeral Home in West Hartford has charge of arrangements. Nancy Jeanette Seagrave of Cromwell, wife of the late Walter Bud Seagrave Jr., passed away on April the 15th at Pilgrim Manor. Nancy worked for many years at the James H. Bunch Company and Cabell's Luggage Shop, both in Middletown. She was a member of the First Congregational Church in Cromwell. Curtis Sloan Dudley was born September the 3rd, 1948 in Hartford, and passed away December the 3rd, 2023, in Winter Haven Hospital, Florida, at the age of 75. He had worked at Advo Systems in Hartford, followed by 23 years at the United States Postal Headquarters in Washington, D.C. Private burial will take place in Fabu Cemetery, West Hartford. The Vincent Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Jan L. Miner, 83, of Burlington, passed away peacefully in his home on April the 11th. Jan was the most humble, compassionate, and hard-working individual. He had a love for teaching until he retired at age 79 from the Tunxus Community College. A celebration of life service will be held on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 a.m. at the Congregational Church of Burlington, 268 Spielman Highway, Burlington. Please join the family as we gather to share memories and a funny story or two. The family has requested bright and cheerful attire for the celebration. Burial will be private at the convenience of the family. Barbara Dutton, age 86, of Groton, peacefully passed away on Saturday, April 6th, at her daughter's home in North Granby. She was the beloved wife of the late Reverend Dwight A. Dutton, with whom she had shared 54 years of marriage. Professionally, Barbara's versatility was evident. She became a respected realtor, co-founding her own business, Q Real Estate, and contributing to the development of Granby Farms and Hunt Glen in Granby. A memorial service will honor Barbara's life and take place on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at Groton Congregational Church. Burial will be held privately in Elm Grove Cemetery in Mystic. Funeral arrangements are entrusted to Hayes, Holland, and Carmen Funeral Home in Granby. Peter J. Gillis, longtime resident of Sarasota, Florida, died on March the 16th. He worked for Stage Call Specialized Transportation, traveling the country, driving for Faith Hill, Tim McGraw, and recently Eric Church. A celebration of life will be held April 27th, 1 p.m. at the Elks Lodge, Maynard Street in Middletown. Join us to raise a glass to Peter. Loquita Lucy Jawan, 96, formerly of New Britain and Newington, wife of the late John Juan, passed away peacefully on Saturday, April 13th, at Shady Oaks Assisted Living Center in Bristol. Relatives and friends are invited to call Friday, April 26th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Duska Family Funeral Home at Burritt Hill, 332 Burritt Street in New Britain. A Mass of Christian Burial will be celebrated Saturday, April 27th, 10:30 a.m. at St. Mary's Church, 544 Main Street in New Britain. Lucy will be laid to rest directly following at St. Mary's Cemetery. Thomas C. Mealy, 76, of Hebron, passed away peacefully on Wednesday, April the 10th, at home, surrounded by his loving family. He was the beloved husband of Teresa Mui for 48 years. There will be a celebration of life Saturday, June 8th, 12 noon at the Wyndham Fish and Game Club, 267 Jerusalem Road in Wyndham. Joseph Adelbert Al Gagne Jr., 92 of Ellington, beloved husband for 70 years to Betty J. Gagne, passed away peacefully surrounded by family on Tuesday, March the 5th. He was employed by Pratt & Whitney for over 34 years. A graveside service with military honors will be held on Saturday, April 27th, 11 a.m., in Section 6 of Ellington Center Cemetery, followed by a celebration of life at the Italian Social Club, 56 Nipsic Street in Vernon, at 1 p.m., in remembrance of both him and Betty, who passed away on November the 9th, 2023. Eugene Patrick Bud Lynch, Jr., 79 of Hartford. Gene passed away peacefully in his sleep the morning of Good Friday, March 29th. A memorial celebration will be held at the Sheehan Hilborn Breen Funeral Home, 1084 New Britain Avenue, West Hartford, Friday, April 26th, with a gathering at 1 p.m. and a brief remembrance at 2 p.m. Burial will be private at the convenience of the family. Dr. John Jack F. DuPont, Jr., 83 of Glastonbury, passed away peacefully on Sunday, March the 31st. After completing his residency training, he moved to Rocky Hill, where he opened up a practice in oral surgery. Later in his career, Jack worked for the Connecticut Department of Corrections, providing oral surgery services to correctional facilities throughout the state. Calling hours will be Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 11:30 a.m., concluding with a prayer service 11:30 a.m. at the DeSopo Funeral Chapel, 277 Polybrook Boulevard, Wethersfield. Burial will follow in St. James Cemetery, 368 Broad Street, Manchester. Natalie Stimson Byers ended into eternal rest with the Lord on Sunday, April 14th. She was surrounded by her beloved husband, Clarence Byers, and son John Mills Byers. A celebration of her life will be held at the First Cathedral Church, June the 1st, at 11 a.m. Thomas P. Wisted, 80, of Green Valley, Arizona, passed away on April the 6th. A service to celebrate Tom's life will be held at the Good Shepherd UCC, 17750 South La Canada Drive, in Sherita, Arizona, on Saturday, June the 8th at 10 a.m. A memorial page has been posted online for friends to share photos and memories. Gene E. Peters was born in Willimantic, May 15, 1924. She passed away on March 25, 2024, at Hattie Idle Chapey Home in Riverside, Rhode Island, 51 days shy of her 100th birthday. She was married in 1946 to the late George E. Peters, Sr. They made their home in Columbia with their three sons. They were married for 58 years. For complete details and service arrangements, please visit www.bellowsfuneralchapel.com. The arrangements are with the Bellows Funeral Chapel, 160 River Road in Lincoln, Rhode Island. Elizabeth Melly, 91 of South Windsor, formerly of Hartford, died peacefully Wednesday, April 17th at St. Francis Hospital. Her family will receive relatives and friends on Tuesday, April 23rd, 10 to 11 a.m., at the Samson and Carmen Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Street, South Windsor, followed by a funeral service in the funeral home to begin at 11 a.m. Burial will follow in Rose Hill Memorial Park, Rocky Hill. July 12, 1927 to April 12, 2024. Harry Cook Jr. adored his wife Hazel Sherman Cook for 63 years. They were inseparable and led the family on remarkable adventures. Family was primary to Harry A. Cook, and he shared his love of adventure with his family and friends. A memorial service to celebrate Harry's remarkable life will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, July 13th, at Vincent Funeral Home, 880 Hot Meadow Street, Simsbury, followed by burial with military honors in Simsbury Cemetery. Gladys P. Lane of Windsor, beloved wife of 42 years to the late Andrew P. Lane, Jr., was called home to be with the Lord on Saturday, April the 6th. She was employed as an administrative assistant for many years with the Fuller Brush Company and Northeast and Delta Airlines. Her service will be private. Andrew Boyko Jr., known to all as Andy, passed away peacefully from this life into eternal life on April the 10th. He was the beloved husband and partner of Judith Boyko for 32 years. You may pay your respects to Andy on May 4th at the John F. Tierney Funeral Home, 219 West Center Street, Manchester, from 9 to 11 a.m. Following calling hours, we'll proceed directly to St. Bernard's Church, 25 St. Bernard Terrace, Rockville, for a Mass of Christian burial at 12 noon. After the funeral Mass, the family will go directly to Maynard, Massachusetts, to lay Andy to rest. Joyce Sambogner of Manchester, 90, passed away on Sunday, April the 14th. Per Joyce's request, all services will be private. The John F. Tierney Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Esther DeJohnzinski, 101 of Plattsville, passed away peacefully into eternal rest on Thursday, April the 18th, surrounded by her loving family. Relatives and friends are invited to a Mass of Christian burial Friday, April 26th, 11 a.m., at the Immaculate Conception Church, 130 Sumner Street in Southington. Directly following, Esther will be laid to rest beside her beloved husband Frank and daughter Evelyn in Immaculate Conception Cemetery, 175 South End Road in Southington. The Duska Family Funeral Home at Burrard Hill has charge of arrangements. L. Marjorie Fonto was born on November the 3rd, 1930 in Lancaster, Ohio, and according to her heirs, died on Thursday, April the 11th, 2024. All funeral services are private and in Columbus, Ohio. Jacqueline Bennett, 66 of Windsor, and beloved wife of the late Lloyd George Bennett, passed away peacefully from this life on March the 11th, while visiting immediate family members in Jamaica, West Indies. Funeral services will be held April 27th at Oquan Chapel in Meadowville, Jamaica, followed by interment in Oaklawn Memorial Garden Cemetery in Jamaica. Lauren Lee Andretta, 48 of Windsor Locks, passed away peacefully Wednesday, April the 10th. To read her full obituary for details and further arrangements, please visit www.carmenfuneralhome.com. Ray T. Mentzer, Jr., 90 of Andover, beloved husband and sweetheart of Barbara Mentzer, passed away peacefully Thursday, March the 28th. his wife and friends were by his side. To share a memory of Ray, please visit www.dylanbaxter.com. Andrew Andy Richard Cambo, 85, of Winstead, a former resident of New Hartford, passed away Monday, April the 8th. Andy, also known to his family and close friends as Butch, went to work with his father and uncle at the Plainville Printing Company, a business his father and uncle Michael founded in 1931. Eventually, Andy co-founded the Graphic Printing Company with his father in Bristol, where he remained proprietor until his retirement. A private burial service will be held at St. John's Episcopal Church in New Hartford, where Andy and wife Elaine were longtime parishioners. Taking a look now at the Friday Journal Inquirer, the death notice by town is Summers Gertrude Persano. The obituary as follows: Gertrude Persano, 97, of Summers, beloved wife of the late Robert Persano, peacefully passed away at her residence in Summers on April the 16th. Friends and family are invited to pay their respects during calling hours from 4 to 6 p.m., Monday, April 22nd, at Summers Funeral Home, 354 Main Street, Summers. A funeral procession will gather at Summers Funeral Home, Tuesday, April the 23rd, 9 a.m., proceeding to St. Michael's Church in East Longmeadow, Massachusetts, for a 10 a.m. Mass of Christian burial. Committal will follow in Ellington Center Cemetery. We have a couple of minutes left. Let's take a look at some of the death notices as they appeared around the state last week. In Berlin, Regina St. Jair, Bethany David James Rutherford, Theodore Jones. In Brantford, Nancy Iannotti. In Brantford, Dorothy Larazia, Barry P. Latham, Isabella Jane Osler, Kurt Robert Volk, Vincenzo Vincent, Anthony Mastricito, Patrick James Keeman Jr., Rosalind Bielinki, Ann Sue Moore, Mark Clifford Scott, Carl Stratton Ptolemy. In Bridgewater, Kevin J. Gaffney. In Brookfield, Della E. Omasta. In Charlottesville, Virginia, Allison Ryan. Cheshire, Earl J. Kuntz, Jr. Cromwell, Harry McIntyre, Jr. In Danbury, Julie Shaker. That'll do it for today's edition of Lives and Times. If you need information on any of the obituaries I've read, please call me here at Chris, 860-727-9579. I'm Keith Sullivan. Hope you have a fantastic day. Stay safe, healthy, and happy. We'll talk again real soon.
If you would like to make a donation to Chris Radio in honor of a friend or relative, please mail it to Chris Radio, 315 Windsor Avenue, Windsor, Connecticut, 06095.